This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. A couple of questions I have on my mind. I'll get them right out of the way, and then you can talk about that if you want to visit about that, or you can talk about anything else today in the program. One is, there's a lot of action going on in the Farm Bill right now. A lot of action. In fact, I applaud President Trump because he's been right in the middle of that. Was up on Capitol Hill this week talking about it. I hear there is a lot of action on passing the Farm Bill, and very close to passing the Farm Bill. All the different things in committee have gone well, and different votes, and things are coming along pretty good, I guess, on that. So the Farm Bill, inching closer, one little hitch, is the Freedom Caucus right now wants a commitment before they say they'll vote on the Farm Bill, that they get a vote on the Good Lad Bill related to the wall and immigration, which is all important too. But right now, evidently, the votes aren't there, which for the life of me, I can't figure out. But anyway, it's good things are happening. Okay, Congressman Cramer is working his fanny off, unbelievable, and so this will be rather interesting. So, Farm Bill is moving along. President's been talking about threatening a veto if they don't increase the work requirements. He's in the middle of it. It's happening. But I hear a lot of effort, mostly this is honestly among Trump critics, but it's out there, that what he is doing related to trade is causing concern. So that, there's a number of growers that are saying actually the trade side is more of a priority right now than the Farm Bill side. So I wanted to know, for people to actually do it for a living rather than people just talk about it, which camp you're in. And obviously you're probably in both, because on the trade side, it's markets, it's prices, there's all kinds of things that are impacted. And obviously the crop insurance program and some of the swamp buster stuff that Congressman Cramer's been working on, the other things that could be, the way I read it, the Farm Bill we have, with maybe a little improvement here, a little enhancement there, and some effort, and just let Trump work his magic like he has on other deals, and we'll be fine. But I'm curious if you feel that way. So Farm Bill or trade negotiations, more of concern for farmers and ranchers out there. Tell me what's on your mind related to that, okay? Question one. Question two, what do you call people who do horrible things?
I can't say that on the air.
Okay, then don't. Then you would say something that is...
No, I cannot say that, Scott.
Sarah Sanders helps here a little bit.
I'm going to ask you, because so many people in the country have been talking about it in the last 24 hours. What did the president mean when he said that some immigrants are not people, they're animals?
The president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who enter the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. This is one of the most vicious and deadly gangs that operates by the motto of rape, control, and kill. If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough. MS-13 has done heinous acts. It took an animal to stab a man 100 times and decapitate him and rip his heart out. It took an animal to beat a woman they were sex trafficking with a bat 28 times, indenting part of her body. And it took an animal to kidnap, drug, and rape a 14-year-old Houston girl. Frankly, I think that the term animal doesn't go far enough, and I think that the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can do under the law to stop these types of horrible, horrible, disgusting people.
Is she right? What term would you use? I think it's a kind of a slang term. You say, well, that person's an animal. Who could do that? You ravage the human beings that you did in the way that she just described, and you would say animal. I don't know that I'd use that word for another human being. I'd probably call it just evil, because that's what it is. But literally, it was obviously about MS-13 and about this whole flap over making it more difficult to deport them. What is going on? Can I find a Democrat in this audience, a liberal in this audience, a Bernie Sanders lover in this audience, a Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer fan, you know, the folks that run around with pink hats and jump up and down and love Planned Parenthood and love Heidi Heitkamp. Can one of you do me this favor? Can you explain to me what's going on in the party you support? Can you explain to me what sense it makes to say, now, we need to be a little bit nicer to terrorists. We've got to pull back that that tool that's been used very, very rarely, four times, four individuals, multiple times. You know, be nicer to terrorists. Don't use that. And now don't call MS-13 animals. You can't make this up. Got to coddle MS-13 now? Coddle the folks that rape, control, and kill for a living? I don't know. Need another word, I guess, for folks that are a little soft on this. So tell me what you think. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can text either Todd or myself. See, I'm getting better at that, Todd. I think that's worth a ding,
no,
ding, ding.
No. Is it text Todd or me? Wouldn't that be the proper?
Not myself.
Because you wouldn't say, right, you wouldn't say, you can text myself.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. Text Todd, 701-226-8503.
You started that whole road, by the way.
Oh, it just makes me, you know, I want to do it right.
I never did care. You started caring.
I'm not capable. Well, I didn't like being judged for poor grammar.
Oh,
I know.
You do have a soft liberal side.
701.
I never knew that.
A little self-conscious. 701-226-8503 is how you text Todd.
Do you need a safe space? Do you need a cry room, Scott?
I do. Could you find one for me quickly? 701-367-2054 is how you text me. Farm bill, trade bill, what's more important for our farmers and ranchers? And what do we call people who rape, control, kill? MS-13 members. Animals, not appropriate. It makes the mainstream fake news media wilt. Need another name. You say what, Kevin?
I'm going to go with scumbags.
I think that was Todd's already. But we can add you to the list.
No, no, no. Mine got buzzed.
Oh, you couldn't say it because of the
the rules. Yeah, I go with that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Manny would have hit the dump button. I just figured I'd do him the favor and buzz myself right out.
Let's go to Don and Keene. You're on What's On Your Mind, Don. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling to put in some thoughts about the word animal. Obviously, that's not referring to DNA. That's referring to their behavior. A person devoid of a conscience. And that's what animal means. You take a look at lions eating their cubs and whatever. That's animal behavior, not animal biology.
And very good point. Very good point. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Because I was cringing a little, like I'm not going to call any human being an animal, but obviously I knew it was about MSN-13, and I believe that he's, you know, other people would do that as well. Because what else are you going to call it? I think you could actually do much worse. But good point on your part.
It's animal behavior.
It's animal behavior on the part of a human being. Yeah. It's like,
that's
hey,
right.
Come on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly right.
There. Thank you.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Appreciate that very much. Calling MS-13 members animals is an insult to animals, says this texter.
Ooh, good
piece
point.
Piece of excrement is a good start in describing MS-13.
I like that.
Yep. Could you look up excrement for us, so there, gentlemen, when you get to it, find that if you could. Here is
You honestly don't know, right?
I'm joking. I find it odd that Heidi's campaign ads are on your station, says the texter. Not only that, but they are nowhere near the truth either. Well, first of all, if Heidi Heitkamp has any sense at all, she knows the radio stations we're on command the largest audience, right? What she did was interesting. She bought the radio stations, but she didn't buy this show. Isn't that funny?
But here's an oddity. She's on during the Rush Limbaugh program.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, all that was
Ladies, and trust me, she doesn't like Rush Limbaugh anymore than she doesn't
exactly.
like us.
That's kind of my point. It's like, wait a minute, you're gonna snub What's on Your Mind, but go ahead and allow your marketing to go during Rush. When in fact, your marketing really ought to go during What's on Your Mind. You want the show with the most likely actual voters. This is it.
So I found something out last night about another poll that's out there where her numbers are dropping. And so I think what's going on, honestly, is that was just a petty move. That wasn't about not wanting to be here. There. That was about so we'd talk about it and, she could, prove to her side so, the Bernie Sanders Planned Parenthood wing that she has to constantly worry about. See, I gave it to those guys. I gave it to that Rob guy, the blogger guy. I gave it to Scott Ann, and I gave it to Jared Thomas up there at KNOX. Boy, I will show them. I mean, it's silly.
So spending your marketing money to reach people who are less likely to vote is going to increase your numbers. All right, got it.
I'm telling you, folks, they're in panic mode. When their own brother, who yesterday was called out by the majority leader of the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell's pack, about his little tricks, things are not going well. Trust me.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves a sycamore moonlight in Vermont I see finger waves
All right, let's pat Frank on the head.
Ski trail.
I don't need to talk about ski trails or falling leaves because
it's summer. Well, how
about water ski trails? Water ski trails would be good. Let's pat Frank. Thanks for the service. And Frank Friday has been officially retired. We are going to save that for fall. We'll bring Frank back. And I liked Frank Friday. Honestly, did. It was a little bit different and something, every once in a while. But some real sleepy Frank songs got put in there, and they, put me to sleep, and I'm sorry.
Also,
I'm done.
It was all Sinatra. There's other Franks.
True.
Valley was all mad,
We are we are officially, as of today, changing Fridays to Fake News Friday. Fake News Friday, and we will give you examples of fake news. I have a few of them today on the program to share, and welcome others as well. How you doing, folks? Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell. We are cranking it up. If you give us a call at 800-228-0550, you tell us you're a first-time caller, you'll be in for a free MyPillow. All our first-time callers today have shots at winning a free MyPillow from our friend Mike Lindell, the greatest pillow inventor on earth. They don't come any better than Mike Lindell, that's for sure. So if you're a first-time caller, when you call Manny, you just say, "Hey, Manny, I'm a first-time caller." What's that mean? He'll say, "Well, I'm going to tell Scott you're a first-time caller, and he's going to go to you next." That's what it means. You get on super quick, and it'll be painless. And then you'll be a first-time caller, and you'll have a shot at a free MyPillow. So 258-0550 is the telephone number. So Manny's the man that answers the phones. And Kev, our producer, Kevin Flynn, is going to find some music that fits for Fake News Friday.
Yes, I am.
So whatever works, just pump us up a little bit. Have us a little fun. I think I would like, though, a little on the country music side of things.
Are you a little country?
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit of country. A little bit of country. But that's just me. Throw in some other stuff. You guys decide what the heck you want to do and have some fun. And then Todd and I will continue to we'll go to it here. If I say the words "royal wedding" at any point today in the program, Todd, would you take that 2x4 that you have there and crack me upside the head? Okay, just take that 2x4, crack me right upside the head. All right. So there you go. We have.
Did he say wedding?
Wow! No. This is a wedding song that Scott would probably support.
Come on, you guys, I just said don't say it anymore. I just don't. Yeah, you talk about putting me to sleep. This thing.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, beautiful. All right. Well, I'm sure there's weddings going on this weekend, and that's fantastic. That's great. Great. Yes. Wedded bliss. The strangest piece of advice I've ever...
What you're saying is you're not going to watch the royal wedding. That's what you're saying.
You said it again. See, I said we're not saying it anymore, and you're already saying it. I can't believe it.
You're not saying it anymore.
Let's ban the words royal wedding for the rest of the program here today, okay? There you go.
Callers want to talk about it.
Well, they can. It's up to them. But I'm going to make a wild guess.
What you're saying is you don't want me to do it, and you're not going to do it.
I just don't want to hear about it. I don't care. I do not care. I think it's the biggest non-story ever. But it did make me think of my wedding. And so the wedding was at St. Michael's in Grand Forks. The reception was at Engelstad Arena. It was the first reception in Engelstad Arena for a wedding. And I think they've done more since. Right down on the floor. It was a blast. Had a great time. And anyway, the receiving line where people come by and say hello or whatever. The strangest piece of advice that I received from someone leaned into me, so nobody else could hear, and said, "If you're going to have an affair, Minneapolis is too close." I'm not kidding you.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding
you. Are you kidding me?
No.
Do you speak from experience, sir?
You can't make this up.
And then the oddest gift was a dear sweet soul by the name of Fran Sundry. She was a longtime caller when I worked at KYCK for a couple of months before I went to work for KCNN way back in 84. Okay?
We want to hear those tapes, by the way.
And she'd call Kicker and, she'd call KCNN. And so I was at her funeral. She's a sweet lady. She called a lot. I got to know her well and still called me after I left Grand Forks. The book she gave us, Maria and I, for our wedding, How to Affair Proof Your Marriage.
Oh, nice. And the first line was, go past Minneapolis.
So thankfully, yeah, exactly.
That's where God made Hudson, Wisconsin.
Anyway,
Hudson, Wisconsin, your location.
So Scott went to Grand Forks.
For the record, that was a highly inappropriate piece of advice. I'd never used that piece of advice and given it to anybody else, and I was actually a little disgusted at the person that did it. But anyway, the long story there. Can we get serious? Yeah, we're back to it. 800-228-0550. Questions on the table for our farmers and ranchers. What are you more concerned about right now, farm bill negotiations or trade negotiations? Tell me what you think. We have the new North Dakota Trade Office director coming in next week. Looking forward to that conversation on the program. But I'm curious what you think. Second question, what do you call MS-13 terrorists that rape, control, and kill, stab hundreds of times, the sick, despicable things they do? The president's getting grief over calling them animals. What should he have called them? What should he have called them? That's our question. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota Safety Council is the region's region's leaders, what I was trying to say, in driver safety training. And let's get serious for a second here about driver safety, okay? Do you know one half of all teens, one half, will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school? So if you're from Spearfish, let me explain that to you. If you have two kids, the odds are one of those kids is going to be in a car crash before they're from high school. I'm just saying. Another thing I'll tell you, the most dangerous year of a teen's life is the first year they learn to drive. Another thing to think about. So, bottom line, if you have a young driver, register them for the Alive at 25 course North Dakota Safety Council is doing. Highly interactive program. Shows young adults how to make safe, respectful, legal driving decisions. Really designed for the driver under 25. So it complements driver education programs, really. Focuses on laws and vehicle handling and teaches young drivers how to take control of situations by taking personal responsibility for their own actions. And the course qualifies for an insurance discount in North Dakota. Five of them are upcoming. Williston, June 3rd. Grand Forks, June 10th. Fargo, June 10th. Bismarck, July 29th. Minot, August 5th. Register online at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Course price is $55. Discounted $20. Thanks to State Farm. ndsc.org. Check that out. Todd and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, Scott, this is, my name's Pat. Say, those gang members, NF-13, you know, those are evil people. You know, they're not just animals, they're evil.
That's my life.
Bible talks about them being evil, but that's what I have to say. You be sure to say hi to my friend Ernie, he's going fishing today.
Ernie's going fishing today. He's a lucky man. Living large. Will you tell him hi, Todd? Thanks for calling, and I'm with you. Evil's my word. Absolutely. What's yours? 800-228-0550. Let's get cranking on What's on Your Mind in a Fake News Friday edition.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Riding down the road in her Oldsmobile, tapping on the floorboard, banging on the wheel, punching every button on the radio, but everything's too slow. Katie wants a fast one,
wants a fast one,
quicker than the last.
Man, I hate fake news. I heard him sing that too, didn't he?
Two times she gets that bus.
Katie wants a fake one. I think
Katie wants a fast one.
Katie wants the fake news. There we go. Yeah. Katie hates fake news. I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Katie wants a fast one.
I'm with you, Katie. 28 before the top of the hour. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.J. Thompson & Sons. 258-0550. Anything on your mind? We're having fun on a Friday. First-time callers go to the front of the line. So if you are a first-time caller, You just let Manny know that. And by the way, if you call our 24/7 line to leave a message or a comment, 855-200-1776, say, hey, I'm a first-time caller. You'll be eligible for the MyPillows, too. So you're in on the same darn deal. Just let us know you're a first-time caller, okay? H.A. Thompson & Sons is helping a lot of folks throughout the upper Northern Plains save money through the Link Service Contract. What that does is allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, and they're doing that for buildings and businesses throughout the Northern Plains. So they maintain like 600-plus buildings throughout the Northern Plains. I talk about that a lot, mechanical heating and cooling. But I'll give you an example. There's one business they work with where they were doing, you know, the heating and cooling units, for instance, okay, or the boilers. So they're taking care of all the all of those things. And, in other words, when they take care of them at H.J. Thompson & Sons, they make them last longer, okay? You have certainty. You pay one price, and then they do it all. And if it breaks down a month in, they replace it, not you, because you're paying the one price. It's like sort of the warranty price, if you will, and it's, everything's taken care of. There are businesses that have come back again and again and again, said, okay, you did good with that. Could you do this? Could you do that? Could you take over this, too? Oh, we've never done that. Well, we need you. You do it better than anybody. Do it. That's the kind of trust people put in H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. To a first-time caller by the name of Dusty. Dusty's up next on What's on Your Mind. Let me know, Dusty. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Scott?
I'm excited. It's a Friday and, you know, raring to go. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm on my way out to the farm now to brand some cattle this weekend, so all sorts of fun, but I was calling in regards to the farm bill. I think that's the priority right now because the trade agreement, if you listen to Gene Hanna at all, the trade agreement, there's a lot of stuff in there, you know, for China and soybeans and all that. They don't buy a whole lot of certain products. So I think right now the focus is on the farm bill, and trade to come later.
What do you want out of the farm bill? Anything specifically you're watching very closely?
No, nothing specifically. I think, you know, just getting a protective plan in place for our farmers and, you know, our North Dakota residents. It's a huge part of North Dakota, and I'm glad to be a part of it and helping out all the farmers.
You know, Dusty, the thing I hear most from folks is that it's pretty good right now. You know, and as in the farm bill, the structure is there, the crop insurance thing. I mean, few things you can do here. I know the swamp buster legislation would be a huge victory, and Congressman Kevin Cramer has, got the Democratic side of the aisle to sign off on that and in the bill. And, you know, that would be absolutely huge for a lot of folks. But I get the sense sort of just do no harm is kind of is the hope with the farm bill. And obviously the president wants some additional things on the non-farm commodity side, you know, once over on the nutrition side, stronger work requirements, which to me are a no-brainer, but of course in the Senate a little more difficult to pass. So there's some maneuvering to do, but that's good intel. I appreciate that very much. And tell you what, Dusty, we're going to give you a MyPillow because you're the first caller of the day. So you've got a MyPillow, okay? All you need to do is hold on a moment here, and Manny will get some information from you, and then we will leave that for you at Todd's desk. I'm going to bring him a whole bunch of my pillows. He's been waiting for some more, so I'm bringing him a big box on Monday. So don't come before Tuesday, but he'll have them Monday night. So, all right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hang on a sec, Dusty. Don't go away. First time caller's in the drawing for a free my pillow today. 800-228-0550. I'm not sure if this caller was a first time caller off air or not. Let us know when you call off air and leave a message at 855-200-1776, extension 1, if you're a first-time caller, so you can get in the mix. Go ahead and roll that, though, Todd. Good call.
Yeah, good morning. I was just telling us Jason Devil's Lake, but Heidi, that's got to be a joke, right? Because the last time I remember, isn't she the one that shut down firing so we couldn't pull oil anymore? Isn't she the one that was with the Clean Water Act so he couldn't want to control farming? And isn't she the one, isn't bipartisan that only does what Schumer says? And now she wants to be on the radio, tell everybody this is what she does? Wow. If anybody wants to talk to a liar, that's the way you go. Just listen to her, because it's full of lies. She better just stick to the commercial about getting stuck in the washing machine. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
All right. That's Jason from Devil's Lake with his thoughts on the ad. And boy, did he go down the list there. Something fierce. I'm not going to say what Heidi Heitkamp said were lies. I'm going to say they are political embellishments. If that means I'm a weenie, if that means I need a safe room or a cry room or whatever you call that earlier, Todd, that's okay. I just think it's really dangerous territory to get down and say, she lies! She lied! You know, I mean, that's all we're going to be doing between now and November. No, he lied! No, he lied! You know, it's just, but clearly what you've touched on is 100% accurate. You know, and spotted it well. Facebook comment on our post about Gina Haspel, and the vote by Senator Heitkamp. I posted another day, another kabuki dance by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Has she ever voted with Donald J. Trump when they didn't actually need her vote?
That's an excellent point.
The answer is no. So, Tony Bender posts, and Tony's a friend of mine, liberal newspaper publisher from down there in beautiful Ashley. He says, okay, she voted for Gorsuch, Haspel and Pompeo, among others. But it doesn't count because the votes lack sincerity? You guys crack me up. Now, Todd, did I say anything up here about sincerity? Did I?
No.
Oh, I didn't say anything about sincerity. I said, has she ever voted with Donald J. Trump when they needed her vote? See, I don't believe Heidi Heitkamp can say she's bipartisan or votes with the president half the time, unless she is able to say, but for my vote on this, it would not have happened.
It does look a little disingenuous if you're, like, voting at the last second and your vote is, you know.
Yeah. It didn't matter. See, that's
what happened. Right, exactly.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, her opponent, puts out a tweet saying, come on, you going to do this? When are you going to do this? What's to be against in this woman? And the next day she comes out. In theory, it looks terrible. Not to mention, I was saying for 10 days, she could not vote for Gina Haspel. Not when she's running around saying, you know, 50% there, and Gina Haspel had 5-6 vote cushion. being elected. It was not a crucial vote. So she, in other words, her votes don't go bipartisan until her votes don't matter. And I don't know about you, but that ticks me off. That ticks me off. I can spot that a mile away. Absolutely 100%. Now, I will say this. The next commenter, next person left a comment, Chris Ray, coincidentally another newspaper guy. Gosh, these newspaper liberals stick together. Well, you see, she is a Democrat, and Trump is a Republican, kind of. He was saying to Tony,
kind of.
You know, she's a Democrat, and Trump said, yeah, I don't know what that means either. I don't know. The other thing is I've noticed that liberals and the defenders of Heidi, if you just ask a basic, simple question like I just did, and I welcome this question from anybody, I had an all call for Democrats, liberals, pink hat wearing, Planned Parenthood loving Heidi Heitkamp supporters to explain to me why it is a good election strategy, a good political strategy to say, stop being so mean to terrorists. Don't call them animals. Don't do tough things to them with waterboarding, enhanced interrogation, even though it saves lives. Be nicer to terrorists. Don't call them names. Don't interrogate them. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway, so same question here. Simple question. Just do me a favor. Help me understand why Heidi Heitkamp says she's bipartisan but has never actually voted for anything the president or Republicans needed her on where she was the difference, where it cost her with her party or she really bucked the trend of the Democrats. That's my definition of bipartisan. I don't know about you. I would, in fact, we could say this about Heidi Heitkamp. She did the opposite. I'm almost sick of talking about it. It's May, and you know, this is obvious to me. I don't know how much we need to talk about this, but BLM methane rule, flaring rule, Obama era regulations, all kinds of them, duplicative, onerous, bad news for the oil and gas industry, really bad, really, really bad, and obviously designed by the Obama administration to harm the industry. So, Obama gone. New president, Trump, Congress. There is something called the Congressional Review Act that allows you, within a certain time frame, to have a look back at the regulations and get rid of all of them. Start over. She cast the deciding vote against repealing Obama's rules. She voted to keep Obama's rules. So that's when she gets a deciding vote. Devastating. In my mind. Absolutely devastating. Okay. Oceanfront property. That should be a good fit for Fake News Friday, says a texter. Oh, oceanfront property in Arizona. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, that's a good fit. I was thinking something a little more in the news, but that's all right. Another listener. If illegal immigrants are killing U.S. citizens, wouldn't this be considered terrorism? Yes. But we need to not call them animals. Another texture. Animal, scumbag, trash, filth, excrement, many expletives that cannot be used on the radio. Would Democrats rather the U.S. beat, rape, stab 100 times, cut hearts out of terrorists? That's much less harsh than waterboarding. Interesting comment from that listener. You get what he's saying? Here's what the terrorists do to us. Children, rape, control, and kill, stab 100 times, beat, cut the hearts out. Should we do that instead of waterboarding? This is amazing to me. This both happens, you know, as close together as it has. Please, don't do that to terrorists. Be nicer. And by the way, don't call them animals. You can't make this up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thileson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thileson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, the midnight headlights find you on a rainy night. Street grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling.
Two words for you, Todd.
The windshield wiper slapping out a tempo.
What were those? What were those?
On the radio.
Eddie Rabbit, that's what I'm saying.
But I gotta keep rolling.
They don't make them like Eddie Rabbit anymore, do they?
Driving my life away. Hating that fake news. Fake news Friday highlight coming up here next hour on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Ooh, am I excited about my new MyPillow sheets. Have I told you guys about these? I think I mentioned it briefly, but, you know, they are Giza. Giza sheets. You know what Giza is? Giza is a region in Egypt where evidently the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. And what that means is they have ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. See? And so they create the finest cotton grown in the world right there. Michael Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, for a long time wanted to come out with the sheets, but just didn't find anything that met his standards. This guy's amazing. He is a perfectionist. And so he knew Egyptian cotton was the best, but it wasn't all created equal. And he dug into this and found out that, hey, there you go. So he had one set of sheets made for himself to make sure this was going to work and said, yep, this will do it. Let's do it. Let's make them. And so the best sheets in the world, best prices ever, are now yours, up to 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. How about that? Down there to Harriet, South Dakota, Bob is here. Bob, you didn't hear my little jab at spearfish earlier, did you?
No. The only time I get to listen to you is when I drive a vehicle, and it's pretty sickening. I guess what I'm going to say is that by the fall of this year in November, the farmers and ranchers are going to tar and feather you for your Trump philosophy as far as what they're doing to the farm economy right now. We've got these tariffs that are threatening us. We could lose markets. Cattle prices are below the cost of production, and you sit there worrying about Trump, how good Trump is doing. Thank you.
So, Bob, don't go anywhere. Let's have a little conversation about this. I want to understand your position. I don't want to argue with you. What, first of all, if you look back the last 10, 20 years, what would you say we have had in the way of trade deals that have made your life, you know, really good in the egg world?
We have country of origin labeling.
Pardon me?
We have country of origin labeling of our American beef. U.S. beef, I should say.
And that being a good thing to me?
Yes, it was.
I would guess I was talking more from the standpoint of the deals we have and, you know, the benefits you're getting out of that. Is your point that Trump shouldn't screw things up? He should leave them just like they are?
Well, let's put an example here. About a month ago, people sold cattle. They hauled them into the sale barn on a Thursday. That night, Trump come out, and he was going to have a $100 billion extra tariff with China. And that morning, the markets opened the limit down. That cost those people selling those thousands and thousands of head of cattle lots of money just locally. And it was all even your Chicago mercantile broker said if Trump would have kept his mouth shut overnight, that would have never happened.
Well, I don't know so much if it's Trump's fault in that he's negotiating. He's trying to get a better deal.
He opened his mouth overnight.
Well, I'm saying if you're negotiating, if you're trying to get a better deal, if you're in the middle of a
market to go down. It cost the producers lots of money that day.
I understand, Bob, but I'm saying he was doing that in the process of negotiating and getting a better deal. I mean, the same thing happened with soybeans. The bottom fell out, 45 cents or whatever it was. What do you know? But guess what happened? It came back ahead.
How is he going to make up that difference to the people that had to sell during that time?
Well, again, it isn't him doing it. It's the market doing it as a result of his negotiating.
No, it's him. As stupid as you are, you're getting pretty sickening. And I still predict by the fall of the year, farmers and ranchers are going to tar and feather you.
Okay, well, yeah, I look forward to that. But I'm saying, now I'm stupid and the president is stupid. I'm not calling you stupid, Bob. I'm trying to understand your position.
Well,
so I don't know.
He calls people animals. We're all human beings under God's creation.
So you think he should call the MS-13 terrorists what?
They're a gang group in the United States.
Terrorists. We know what MS-13 is doing.
They're already a gang here in the United States.
What do you want them to call them? You don't like the term animals, so what should he call them, these terrorists slash gang members?
What else would you call them? You call them God's creation, human beings that have gone to fall.
Okay, that's a little longer for him, but it would work. See, here, Bob, back to the egg thing. I'm just trying to understand if you set aside the up and downs that are going to come from negotiating.
Who's going to make up the difference when they go down?
Boy, oh boy, the government. I think we should have a program where taxpayers fund that every time and write checks.
Why the taxpayers? You don't want health care.
No, I do want health care. I just think the government's done a horrible job doing how they do health care. So I'd like it to actually work. I'd like people to own their health care and have decisions and have it be reformed. Of course I want health care. That's kind of a crazy thing to say. Answer me this one question because we're going to be out of time in a few seconds here. Do you believe everything is okay as it is? Should he not negotiate to try and get better deals?
Yeah, when the farmers and ranchers started country of origin labeling, we got it passed under Senator Johnson.
I don't want ancient history. I don't want ancient history. I want to know whether you know Trump should leave things as they are or should negotiate for better positions for farmers and ranchers.
He should leave them things they are because he screwed it up just for his benefit.
All right, Bob, you have a pleasant weekend. It was a joy talking to you, and I encourage others to tell me whether you agree or disagree with Bob.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.